KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And starting off here in sports, taking a look at the state softball tournament that wrapped up yesterday at the Harlan Rogers Sports Complex there in Fort Dodge. And the Class 3A third place game went to Davenport Assumption with a 4-1 win over Mount Vernon. The 3A championship was won by Albia. Close game, 1-0. Albia beats Williamsburg there to take that 3A title. In Class 2A, the third place game goes to Loyza Muscatine. They beat Northeast 8-0. And in the championship, it was Ogden, a 6-1 winner over North Lynn. So Ogden out of the West Central Activities Conference picking up the state championship there in Class 2A. In Class 1A, in the third place game, Linville Sully was a 10-0 winner over Lisbon. And in the championship, Clarksville knocked off the top seed Collins Maxwell 2-0. There's Clarksville wins that 1A title. So that wraps up the state softball tournament. The 4A and 5A championships were held on Thursday. Now, moving on from softball to baseball, the state baseball tournament finished up semifinal play yesterday. In the Class 3A semifinals, it was the 3-seed Gilbert beating the 2-seed Dallas Center Grimes 14-7, and the 4-seed Norwalk topped 8-seeded Marion 10-0 in 6 innings of play. The Class 4A semifinals in the evening session saw number 2-seeded Ankeny defeat the 3-seed Dubuque Hempstead 9-8, and the top seed Johnston defeating the 4-seed Urbandale 3-1. That sets up the championship schedule here for today there at Principal Park. And in the Class 1A title game at 10:30 this morning, it'll be the 5-seed Don Bosco at 19-1 taking on the 6-seed Newman Catholic, who is 19-5. In the Class 2A title game at 1:30 here this afternoon, the top-seeded Van Meter at 22-2-1 will take on 6-seeded Des Moines Christian, who's 17-6. The 3A title game at 4:30 this evening will have the 4-seed Norwalk at 19-5 facing the 3-seed Gilbert, who's 22-3. And the 4A championship at 7:30 tonight to wrap it up will have top-seeded Johnston at 23-3 facing off against the 2-seed Ankeny, who is 21-8. That's a look at your schedule there for the state baseball title games here today. That'll be wrapping up that shortened baseball season. Moving on there from high school baseball to the professional ranks, the scheduled game yesterday between the Brewers and Cardinals at Miller Park was rescheduled as part of a traditional doubleheader on Sunday at 1:10 p.m. The scheduling as a result of two positive COVID-19 tests that the Cardinals organization had and is consistent with protocols to allow enough time now for additional testing and contact tracing to be conducted. And today's game between those two ball clubs is so far on is scheduled still for 6:10 here tonight, with pregame starting at 5:15. If that's the case, we'll have coverage for you here on KJN on the Cardinals radio network. Major League Baseball will continue to provide further updates as appropriate. So those, depending on the testing and tracing that's done, has been going on here overnight, they will announce whether or not that series will be able to continue here this evening. And in baseball yesterday, the games that were played, the New York Yankees were winners in their first game against the rival Boston Red Sox this season. Aaron Judge homered for the third straight night. Yankees dumped their Sox 5-1. Judge took aim at Yankee Stadium's short right field porch in the third, a half inning after starting a double play from right. Gio Urshela and Brett Gardner hit their first home runs of the season to back Jordan Montgomery, who was reached for just one run and five hits over 5 2/3 innings versus a hot lineup. Jason Tucker was the hitting star in the Astros' 9-6 win over the Angels, going 3-for-4 with a 2-run double and a 2-run single. Christian Walker lined a go-ahead 3-run double in the 8th inning and came around to score an insurance run to carry the Diamondbacks to a 5-3 comeback win over the Dodgers. Travis d'Arno collected 5 RBIs, including a 3-run double, while the Braves scored 5 times in the 8th inning to beat the Mets 11-10. Yu Darvish picked 6 shutout innings, and Jason Hayward laced a key 2-run single to help the Cubs double up the Pirates 6-3. Max Kepler slammed his second leadoff home run of the season, and Alex Avila added his first homer for Minnesota in a 4-1 win over the Indians. The Tigers earned a 7-2 win over the Reds as Spencer Turnbull and the Detroit bullpen combined on the 3-hitter. Also, the White Sox earned a 3-2 win over the Royals behind Adam Engel's 3-run homer in the 2nd inning. Anthony Santander hit an odd home run and had three RBIs to help the Orioles beat the Rays 6-3. Fernando Tatis and Tommy Pham homered while the Padres were scoring 4 times with 2 out in the 9th to beat the Rockies 8-7. The Giants rolled to a 9-2 rout of the Rangers as Wilmer Flores cracked a 3-run homer off of Mike Minor. And Taijuan Walker threw a 1-hit ball over 7 innings to pitch the Mariners past the Athletics 5-3. So that's a look at your baseball scoreboard there from yesterday. Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred spoke to union leader Tony Clark about the importance of players following the sports coronavirus protocols. A person familiar with the conversation told the AP that the two discussed what is needed to be done to complete the season. ESPN was first to report the conversation. Concerns have been expressed about lax behavior by players on the field, such as spitting or high fives, and off. The scrambled schedule has also heightened doubts about whether the owner's desire to play is continuing to be realistic. And moving on there from baseball to the NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks are on the verge of clinching the top seed in the NBA's Eastern Conference after winning their reopening game. Giannis Antetokounmpo converted a tie-breaking three-point play with 1:28 left before the Bucks finished off a 119-112 win over the Celtics. Antetokounmpo was called for a charging foul, appearing to negate his basket and giving him a 6th foul. The call was changed, though, from blocking foul on Boston's Marcus Smart after review. Antetokounmpo had 36 points, 15 rebounds, and 7 assists to help Milwaukee get within one victory of wrapping up the number one seed. James Harden poured in 49 points and hit a pair of free throws in the closing seconds of overtime to help the Rockets secure a 153-149 triumph over the Mavericks. C.J. McCollum scored 33 points and teamed with Damian Lillard to provide 11 of Portland's 16 in overtime, leading the Blazers past the Grizzlies 140-135. The Magic picked up their 4th straight win as Evan Fournier scored 24 points and Nikola Vucevic had 22 in a 128-118 dismantling of the Nets. The Suns cruised to a 125-112 win over the Wizards as Devin Booker scored 27 points. And DeMar DeRozan scored 17 of his 27 in the 4th quarter to help the Spurs pull away and beat the Kings 129-120. The Pac-12 has set September 26th as the start of their 10-game conference-only football schedule, joining the SEC and pushing back their season by nearly a month because of the pandemic. The Pac-12 announced 3 weeks ago it would eliminate non-conference games to give its 12-member schools a better chance to manage complications and disruptions caused by the health crisis. The plan, approved by university presidents, adds an additional cross-divisional game to each team's slate and moves the conference championship game back 2 weeks from December 4th to December 18th or 19th. And in golf, Brendan Todd will carry a 2-shot advantage into the 3rd round of the PGA's FedEx St. Jude Invitational in Memphis. Todd followed Thursday's 64 with a 5-under-65 that leaves him 2 ahead of Ricky Fowler. First-round leader Brooks Koepka shot a 1-over-71 that drops him into a 3rd-place tie with Shea Ravy and Byung-Hun at -7. Fowler closed with birdies on his final 2 holes for a 67. And a coronavirus cases spike in other parts of the country a month before the U.S. Open is supposed to start in New York. The U.S. Tennis Association said Friday it continues its plans to hold its marquee event in another tournament beforehand. The U.S. Open usually is the year's last Grand Slam tournament and is slated to run August 31st through September 13th. It's now the 2nd major championship because of the pandemic. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.